Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The slow, methodical reopening continues in New York this week. The Mid-Hudson region enters Phase 1 tomorrow.
The region includes the city of New Rochelle, where Mayor Noam Bramson sees this as a significant milestone.
It is particularly gratifying here in New Rochelle, given that our community was the first along the entire eastern United States to experience a significant outbreak of coronavirus.
Now the city has to make sure it doesn't happen again. Under Phase 1, most New Rochelle stores will reopen, but are limited to curbside or in-store pickup.
It will be the enforcement of retail restrictions that might be the most difficult. Those are the activities that will be most widespread. Many thousands of locations in theory that need to be monitored. And of course, simply judging whether a store is open or closed is not sufficient to judge whether they're acting in accordance with the state's restrictions.
But so far, he says, the people of New Rochelle have acted responsibly, with police rarely needed to enforce social distancing. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Long Island will join the reopening party on Wednesday. In New York City, Mayor de Blasio is hoping to get the go-ahead early next month.